last game, seemed like forever that we played the game, but just kind of recapping it real quick. The plus turnover ratio, big force. Everybody contributed to that. Offensively, you know, great ball security, and defense taking the ball away five times. The amount of penalties, I think we had four penalties from the game. So that's really showing good discipline on the road in a hostile environment and all of that also. Offensively, you know, did some good things. It's kind of simple as that. Thought our offensive line did a good job, especially pass blocking. You know, DeMarcus Ware is a, you know, great player, and thought we controlled our ends for the most part throughout the night, which gave us time. And all offensive line, our run blocking wasn't as good as we'd like for it to be, but we'll keep working on some of those things. But pass blocking like that gave, you know, Jay Cutler, our quarterback, time to, you know, to have a great game. His plays, and especially in the second half, you know, we went through a spell there. I think he was completing just about every ball. Brandon Marshall also stepping up, making the big plays that we needed. For our offense, running game-wise, you know, there's a commitment to the run, and that's good, but we still need to get more production from our running game. Good to see Matt Forte back out there. Didn't come away with anything other than just normal soreness from a game with his ankle, even though he went out that first play. So that was good. And Michael Bush and getting some of those other players out there too. But probably the thing I'm most proud of is how offense answered the bell to start the second half. We needed to do that. So getting that touchdown, you know, to Devin on a great catch kept them off balance. Defensively, I said the five turnovers or the five takeaways. Big emphasis was placed on that. And whenever you get a couple defensive scores, Major Wright has put together two good football games. And just not, yeah, I know he scored one and had a couple big interceptions, but just his overall play, as has been our safety play, Chris Conte, too. And our two cornerbacks, of course, Charles' interception was big. Tim Jennings didn't get an interception, but his same good play is what we got from him. Lance Briggs, Pro Bowl player. We didn't have a lot of A's from that game, you know, from our coaches' grades, but Lance got one, as did Major Wright. So it was good to see Lance play that way. Brian Urlacher gets a little bit better each week with his play, even though he hadn't had a lot of flash plays right now. And then Henry Melton. I know I'm talking about a lot of our guys, but they really showed up. Henry Melton continues to do what we expect him to do each week, along with the rest of our defensive line. And then special teams, Robbie Gold with his kickoffs, getting the ball in the end zone. And Adam Potlitch being able to get the ball two out of three punts down inside of the 20. Allowed us to, you know, to win that game on the road. Injury-wise, Evan Rodriguez is getting better, but he would not be able to practice today. So we'll continue to monitor his progress. So that's Dallas. Kind of push past it. No Jacksonville's record, you know, 1-3, but we're watching them on video. We're seeing, you know, their running back and some of the things that they're doing. High draft pick at the wide receiver position. And just looking at the history of the league, Monday night football game, you know, going on the road team normally has trouble going on the road, so we have to be ready to play this week. It has to be that way. You know, I look forward to that day when that's not the story on how offensive line is playing. We expect them to play well each week, and we have to get to that point. But I know they worked hard, you know, correcting things. I knew they knew the challenge going in, and we did some things to help out the offensive line also. But that should be just a normal part of our routine. As we discuss what happened that last game, we have playmakers on the outside, and we have to let them play. Seeing our football team grow. Mike Tice has been a great coach for a long time, so lots being discussed on that. Mike has done a super job with the offensive staff, with the game plan that we've had. I look forward to the day that we're not really talking about that, except for another one of our coaches making good calls, just like Rod Marinelli and everybody else. But again, same type of work Mike has done since he got here. Outstanding, outstanding work. He's a great coach. And he's looking forward to going back to Jacksonville also, the last place he was, as we have some other players. It helps whenever Devin is involved, period, with anything. We're still going to say, and we thought we had a couple opportunities in our return game to get him going more, but he has a role. One of the most exciting players in NFL with his hands on the ball. So to be able to get him that catch he made, you know, that's what he's capable of doing. We'll continue to find ways to get him the ball. And just not Devin. I mean, others too. There's a lot of guys on the offensive side want that ball in their hands.